The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Little snap in the air, and hunting season is right around the corner. Here we are at the end of September. October opens it up for Bob and I. More Bob than me, honestly. But when we are thinking about hunting, we're thinking about our weapons. What do you got going on today, Bob?
We have a gentleman from Henry Repeating Arms. His name is Dan Clayton Luce. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, it's always good to talk to anybody from Henry, and you've picked up the torch for Anthony, and that's very cool. He's a hard guy to get a hold of a lot of times, and you're much easier.
He's a busy man, and I'm not. So
yeah. I bet you are. That facility, at least the one in New Jersey that I was at, is that's an absolute just machine that cranks out just beautiful lever action weapons. And I follow you guys on Twitter and Facebook and all over the place. And every time I see your ads, it's like, oh, I want that one. Oh, I want that one. So tell us about some new things Henry has.
Yeah. So actually just in the last couple of weeks here, we have made even more new product announcements, which is great. One of which is a shotgun, a single shot, 410 bore, specifically for turkey hunting. So what I mean by that is, it's got a 410 TSS, which is a tungsten shot shell, has a choke in it, specifically made for that load, and it's dressed, from buttstock to muzzle in Mossy Oak original bottomland camo.
Nice.
So it's a really great trim, lightweight, super reliable 410 shotgun for turkey hunters that either want a little bit of a challenge, using 410, or maybe first timers, a really neat little package for the dedicated turkey hunter.
Have you taken that out turkey hunting yet?
No, I have not myself, but, I got my sights set on spring turkey season.
Nice. Yeah. You sound like you have a passion for turkey. What else do you have?
Well, we also have the Golden Boy revolver, which we just announced alongside that shotgun. And basically, this is a 10-shot, 22-long rifle revolver that makes a perfect companion to our Golden Boy rifle, which is, one of the most popular 22 lever action rifles in the entire world. And now we have a revolver companion for it. So it's really, a hand in glove sort of match made in heaven, if you will, to have a lever action rifle 22, you got a revolver 22. Now you can go out to the range and, have one box of ammo and a revolver and a rifle that are eating the same meal, so to speak.
Nice.
And so we're really excited about that one. They're brand new. Just announced last week, and we're excited about it.
So just to be clear, your revolver is a pistol?
Yes. Yep. And we also have a big boy revolver. Looks the same. Two different grip configurations there, so you can kind of choose which one fits your hand better. And that one's in 357 Magnum and 38 Special. So
wow.
A lot of people think of, when they think of Henry, they think lever action rifle, and rightfully so. That's kind of where we planted our flag. But we're growing, like you said. I mean, we're building a lot of guns in New Jersey. We're building a lot of guns in Wisconsin, and kind of starting to expand outside of lever actions. But we've also got some tricks up our sleeve, I guess, for the lever action space too, which we'll have to stay tuned for.
I saw on your site a really cool, I would call it a hog leg, but it looks like a rifle, but it's not much longer than a pistol. It was called a mule something, maybe?
Yeah, the mare's leg.
So mare's
the mare's leg.
Leg
is it's technically sold as a pistol. It's a lever action pistol, and we do it in all sorts of calibers from 22 up to 45 Colt and 44 Magnum. So it's a unique little firearm, and it's the type of thing that I'm going to take out if put on the cowboy boots and the hat and go out to the range and have a good time, really, is what it's for.
I would want it just to show off. It's just such a cool piece.
Is that what you're calling the axe, the A-X-E, the axe?
Similar form factor there. What I was just talking about is the mare's leg. That's sold as a pistol. The axe is a 410 firearm that is, kind of a same, similar form factor, but technically because, you know, the rifles, the barrel's not rifled, it's not sold as a handgun.
Why do we love Henry so much, and why do we keep having you guys on the show? I mean, we're not a weapons dealer. We don't get commissions or any, you know, you're not a sponsor. You're not sending us checks. It's because, number one, you're made in America or nowhere. I love that saying. And number two, Anthony helped us out with a fundraiser we did for the troops. It was called Operation GI Barbecue. He donated some rifles for our auction and our silent auction. I got to tell you, those rifles drove people to the events. Those drove people to buy tickets because it was the best gift. I mean, we're grilling people, right? We're guys on a grill. We love guns. And when you've got an all-American Henry repeating arm, I mean, I don't know. I'm just a sappy patriotic dope, but I think you guys helped us. We generated around $90,000 in benefits for these troops and had three different troop deliveries. And I got to say, a few Henry rifles just sweetened that pot so much. It's like candy.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to hear that. I'm thrilled to hear that you all were able to raise so much money and for the troops, and we're, you know, proud to be at least a small part of that.
You were a big part of it, and I got a chance to meet Anthony out in New Jersey at your plant there, and the guy is just a prince, and I'm very endeared to that man and that company of yours for that very reason.
Yeah, Bob. As we're talking, I'm paging through on my phone the dozens and dozens of tribute guns that they make, and it, that's America, baby. I mean, I'm looking at the Texas Tribute Edition. I'm looking at a military service tribute edition, Second Amendment tribute edition. God bless America. And come on.
And Dan, you said you made one recently for a specialty gun. Tell us about that and how'd that go?
Yeah, so we just recently, or I guess it was this summer, we made 50 custom rifles for this 10-year-old girl in Florida who was going through cancer treatments. And, you know, we've done this a few times, and really there is no more gut-wrenching thing in the world, I think, than a pediatric cancer diagnosis.
Right.
It's unimaginable. So we built 50 custom rifles for this girl. She kind of gave us some direction on the artwork. You know, she wanted to be a dolphin trainer when she grows up, so there's a dolphin on the buttstock. You know, it's engraved and hand painted and everything like that. And then we put them up for sale and auction, and ended up raising over $40,000 for this girl's family to help with medical expenses. So, you know, we try to do that as much as we possibly can. And then, like you were referring to earlier, we have those tribute editions to these constituencies that really are just, you know, kind of the backbone of America. And those are available, you know, at any dealer. Great for Christmas. Maybe we'll have to do a barbecue tribute edition.
Yeah. Well, Dan, we're out of time, but it's just great to get to talk to you again and do it over the airwaves this time.
Likewise.
I look forward to chatting with you again in the future. And if you ever get to the Mitten State, make sure and give me a jingle.
Hopefully my travels take me there.
Okay, sir.
All right, well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Bob, these Henry guns are, just go to the website, Henry USA, H-E-N-R-Y, henryusa.com, and check this out. This is an American company doing great things in America.
And surviving in the onslaught
right.
against weapons.
Right. But these are classic collector's items. I'm blessed to have one in my gun safe, and I know you do too. So big, big love affair between the Grilling Guys and Henry Rifles. So Ulysses Grilling Guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.